Welcome back to another episode of Afro Movie Review, the podcast. Just in case. Bam, 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 bam. The voice that you're hearing is Mo. She, her pronouns, Afro Movie Reviewer, the Chocolate Chip Podcaster.
And I'm Keith, stay them pronouns, Afro Movie Reviewer, your favorite trans podcaster.
End of the season. Oh my God.
Like, we hear you. We get it. We took a long time. Sorry.
Yeah. It was probably our last full season, though, because season five was very much like we were navigating.
So. Yeah.
So this is our first full season. It's a good time to do the picky so we can hop into the next one. So welcome to season six, episode 78. For the last time of the season, Keeks, what do your lenses look like?
I was not prepared. I'm so sorry.
You're so funny. I'll go first. My lenses are the iridescent sliced watermelon disco balls that are representing Palestine and Sudan. The left leg is the blue and yellow leg for the Congo, and the right leg is the green and yellow leg for Tigray.
My lenses was the blue triangle with the yellow nose bridge and the red triangle with the freedom fist hanging off of the legs.
Heck yeah.
Yes.
Our plug is still power to the people. Solidarity to the students on college campuses that are protesting right now. We see you.
Don't be like Brown.
Don't be like some of these colleges that are sending full-on cops.
They said, we're going to disperse just for the chance of them to vote for a reconsideration in 6 months. Math.
Wild.
In October.
Hello.
Yeah, I can't
remember. A year from the start time that they claim it. But yeah, so still solidarity to the people. We're going to get into the pickies. This is a picky episode, so you already know what it is. We're going through and reviewing the movies that we've done for the season. We are recounting the ranking that we gave for the season. And then deciding if we stick by it, if we change it, and yeah, how we feel about it. We'll make our comments. So, did you want to start?
I will. So season six, episode 62, Spring Breakers. I gave it a 2.5. You gave it a 4.75. How you feel about that?
I would go to a 2.75. Not even going to hold you.
Oh my God. I'm completely satisfied with that 2.5.
These niggas killed Gucci. They had no consequence.
The way I even like Gucci.
Gucci? That's wild.
Wow.
These white girls just went back home after their fucking crime spree.
A lot of folks like that. Like, oh, it's easy to kill a person like Gucci. Like, bitch.
Wild times. Yeah. Okay. Season six, episode 63 was Ex Machina. You gave it a 5. I gave it a 7.75. Our combined was a 6.375.
I'll go to a 4. I'm still mad that the way they dehumanize the people of color in that. And
absolutely, I would give mine a 6. I would move it down. It was a good movie, but I absolutely feel some type of way about the androids being sex toys.
And that bitch had no solidarity. She was like, oh, I'm on my own. That's just like,
how did you just learn, like a white woman
in that little, and that you was locked up all this time and you just learned white culture? Like, how, babe?
Ooh, it's innate, even in the androids.
Stop it.
Even in the bots.
So then we have season six, episode 64, The Room, or Room, sorry. I gave it a 7, you gave it an 8, with a combined of 7.5. How do you feel about that?
I would give this also a 6.
Why?
I still think it was a decent movie, but I have to go back to the fact that this was a 17-year-old girl who got lured in with the puppy or the candy story or whatever. And then, like, all of the blame. I enjoyed being able to see what happens after someone is reunited and the fact that it didn't stop there. It showed their stress. But I still felt like they infantilized a 16, almost 17-year-old girl who would have been going to college soon. Like, that, to me, not that it's not possible, whatever. I just am judgy, side-eye about it.
Maybe if they would have made her younger, you think?
And she was 13, 14, and I get not making her that young in the story for how it played out, but 16, 17, you too damn old to be having that type of shit.
I mean, points are made, though. Points are made.
Would you stick by your ranking of a 7?
I don't know. With that, I'm going to probably bring it to a 6.5.
Okay.
I really do like the part where they showed the after part and the after effects of it and how it affected everyone. I do. Yeah. I do like that. So then like that's that. The only thing saving that movie.
That's and the fact that man, that they made it and the man died, you know?
Yeah, because that's what I'll, you know what?
All of them. Episode 65 was the last Black man in San Francisco. You ranked it a 7. I ranked it a 9 for a combined 8.
That's the only thing that bothered me or was ambiguous about the movie was the ending and how he possibly couldn't cope with it, so he ran away.
Mm-hmm.
And we even had differing opinions on what that ending could mean. And I don't know if I necessarily like that.
Mm-hmm.
That the ending could be so open-ended and interpreted any way it could be, because I feel like it lacks the consistency of the rest of the movie. Like everything else was just so clear cut.
Hey, yeah.
He knew that this was his, he thought so long that this was his father's house. I need an absolute in that. Like we even had differing opinions on why he left. So,
or who was leaving, who was staying, what the separation was. Yeah.
And yeah. So I would give it a 6 only because of that ending that bothered me.
I would take mine to an 8.5, not necessarily because anything wrong, just because, the disappointment of Jonathan Majors.
No, that's fair. That's fair. Damn good actor. I just hate the person. God.
Yeah. Damn. Shitty, shitty man.
God, fuck. Like, one job.
One job. Just be better.
Be a good human being. Like, it's that's hard. It. $3.99. Season 6, episode 66, Hereditary. I gave it a 7. You gave it an 8 with a combined of 7.5. How you feeling?
I actually would stick with my ranking on that. That was a thriller horror that I was not anticipating. I could not necessarily predict. And, you know, that is always going to be a good genre pick for me. Like,
A24 does horror really, really well. And
they do.
I am surprised about it. Is that movie was a little intense for me.
It was intense. I'm giving it that because it was fun. As far as the other horror thriller that they did on here, this was an original. I liked it. I stick by it. You sticking by yours?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so then
even though it was intense, it was engaging the whole time. I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Yes. So then our next horror thriller in here, the A24 season, is episode 69. We had Talk to Me. You gave it a 7. I gave it a 5.25 for a combined 6.125. How you feeling?
I might take that down to a 5.5. I don't know. The racism in it was bothering, and how she was the only one villainized in a way. Like, I get that she was troubled, but like, why was she villainized for being a troubled child, especially when all of them are troubled?
Like, yeah.
One was stealing, the other, y'all were doing unnecessary stuff. I wasn't doing that shit at that age, but like, apparently because she got kicked out of her own house and she was living with her friend and
she didn't get kicked out. She just, her mama died and she was going to her friend who still had a living mother to get that type of support because dad was just not engaging in the grieving process. So,
yeah, I don't understand why she was punished for grieving.
Or, I mean, it messed
up, like, the way everything happened, but, like, also.
But had she had any counseling or coping in between that, maybe it wouldn't have led into how it did. And the only other person of color got blamed for even bringing the hand into the group, so.
And the butch didn't even. They're not a butch. They go by they, them. But
they're trans. Mm-hmm. Or non-binary.
Trans is non-binary, but they didn't get blamed for anything, even though, like, most of it.
They were absolutely a part of all of the shit, so.
Right, so it was.
I would keep mine at a 5.25 because I feel like I judged it. I was engaged in the movie, but I still think it is the updated horror scarier version of Jumanji, and I stick by that. So
I'm telling you, we gotta add that to a series because I want to watch.
We absolutely.
It's gonna make me like maybe look back at this and be like, God damn, it should probably have a lower score than a 5.5.
Okay.
Then we have Ginger and Rosa, episode 70, with a 4 from me, a 6 from you, with a combined 5. How do you feel?
I would probably take it down to a 5. I definitely feel like it was art. It moved me. It challenged me. It made me. At one point, I was victim blaming. Then I had to defend. Then I had to like sit with my own feelings about it. But I am definitely over period pieces and the fact that they like made themselves the victim and like, oh, God, look at what we're going through. And the war wasn't even at their forefront. You know, it wasn't at their door. But mom and her friends had gone through war, and the fact that it took the daughter so long, I do think it's a real story because it does take children a little bit of time to see their parents as individuals. But I just I'm so tired of white girl sob stories.
I'm so tired of them. Like, I think I'm good with my 4. I could go lower, but I did enjoy it. It did make me think it was tiring, like you said, but also
art.
I guess I stick with that 4 only because I'm being nice today.
And I'm trying to get back on my tough. I'm trying to get it back on my bully. Wait, I have been too nice. Right. Episode 71 was the farewell. 7.5 for you and 8.75 for me for a combined 8.125. How you feel?
That was a good movie. I can tell
it
you
was
that.
A great movie.
The movie was so good. Like, I don't even think I want to touch that ranking because I think most of it was Awkwafina and how
that's it.
I don't like her as a person. And like, you have all of this talent, you didn't have to come up the way you did. But the whole story about it was gorgeous. It was Nai Nai and us being like, oh, would we tell, or oh, what would happen if it was very beautifully written, beautifully directed. I really enjoyed that. So I'm gonna keep that right there.
I would actually take mine down to an 8. Only because I do feel like Awkwafina had been hiding the talent and skill. And we got to see it there. And we, you know, thank you to her for showing up and showing out. And this is one of the few films that is the only foreign film. You know, there were subtitles. I appreciate it. And it's not even like a foreign, you know, not foreign, but foreign film. But I just was kind of. It's Awkwafina. I'm not going to lie. It's Awkwafina.
That's all it is, honestly.
That's all it is.
It would have been better without her.
I don't know. I think introducing a new Chinese American actress might have been cool because I couldn't get past Awkwafina.
From all of the anti-black things she did, and it just does not send, especially with the whole cast was like Chinese American. I don't know. It's divisive. It feels a little.
I cannot separate Noor Lum from Awkwafina. I can't. Right. So yeah. Okay. So then, did I do that last one? Yeah, your turn.
Okay, I was like, I can't remember. Season 6, episode 72, Lady Bird, a 3.25 for me, a 5 for you, 4.125. How do you feel?
I would give it a 4. Again, tired of white woman sob stories. Everybody wants to do I was a conflicted and hurt teenager. Even though I did see myself in that, I appreciate that the director was able to make me see myself in that, but it wasn't because I was the target audience. It was the effort that I put in to seeing that movie. So I'm taking it down just because there was no effort made. This was very white woman coded, and it was war white America during a time where I think that the director wanted white people to remember where they had come from and like, you know, when you were 17, 18, what the world looked like. I appreciate it, but it wasn't meant for me. So I'm taking it down because I recognize that.
I'm going to take it down to a 3 because the main thing I remember about that movie is how fucking verbally abusive that mother was and how she really didn't like her child. And it was the way none of that was resolved. And it was just like, oh, I should appreciate my mother because she did so much. But also she was actually a terrible human being and didn't take accountability for herself as an adult.
Like, we're not acknowledging that.
If my child had to open the door and tuck and roll to get away from me, I would be like,
the opening scene.
Like, am I the problem? Obviously. The
Obs. I feel the fuck out of that. Mom didn't do no adjustments. Your baby just tried to off herself. Okay, so then we have episode 73 is Uncut Gems. You gave it a 6. I gave it a 7.5 for a combined 6.75. How you feeling?
I'm going to stick by my 6 because my whole thing was like, why he had to die? He had the money. Shit. Like, he had the money and it was just, everything was going well until you got them white folks involved. And then it was just like, pow, 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 pow. Like,
I am going to stick by my 7.5, but I think it's because I appreciate that that motherfucker did. It seemed like every time he was winning, he was losing. And sometimes that's what life has to offer. He was also a janky, fucked up person. So sometimes janky, fucked up shit has to happen, you know?
But death?
Death?
I mean, I wanted him to lose, but I didn't expect him to lose in that way. I just felt like...
I didn't expect Arno to die.
That's fair.
Collateral damage. I was like, damn. I didn't
expect nobody to die, honestly. Just, if we're being for real, I just
the way that Mr. Strongjaw came in, it was like big when he locked him in that thing, that little security gate. I said, "Ooh, this about to be ugly." I thought he was gonna beat him to a pulp, like beat all the teeth out of his mouth,
right? And just take the money and go, and just be like, "I'm fucking done with you. I'm not doing this.
Done with the family. Done with everybody." He said, like, "Bow and bow." You
know, that's their culture. Bare arms and everything. Oh my god. Then we have Everything Everywhere All the Time at Once.
Yes.
8.5 from me, a 9.5 from you, with a total of a 9.
I stick by her.
I do. 10 toes deep.
That 10 toes.
Everything. That, oh my gosh.
It was wonderful. Mm-hmm. And then our last movie of the episode 77, last movie of the season is episode 77, Dix the Musical. You gave it a 3. I gave it a 4.125 for a combined 3.6 with the roundup.
I love if you want to go to a 2, but that's me being petty. Because I'm like, okay, yes, it was possibly camp, but it was bad camp. And like, I don't like that it was bad camp because there's good camp out there. And it's like, maybe you're not part of that community because you don't have to be a camp gay. You don't have to be a theater gay. You just find your gay.
That's it.
Like, I don't think this
stay in your fucking lane. I definitely would take it down to a 2 as well for the same reasons. I, somebody that I follow online said that they were watching The Sixth Sense for the first time and they were like, oh, bitch, this is camp. And that is a camp movie. Like, all of the characters are done in an extreme way. That's not caricature. It's not. It's
too
good. When that blue bitch hit the. Oh my God. It's a great movie. So yeah, I would definitely take Dix down to 2. They should pull that. It deserved not to make the money. But shout out to Megan Thee Stallion in her first acting role.
And like we said, it was more about that. And it was more about paying these big name people that was in that movie. So
yeah. So okay, so what would be your split end pick?
I have a tie.
Okay.
Pick. It's gonna be Spring Breakers and Lady Bird.
Okay.
Yes. I don't like how those white women didn't have consequences. And then I also don't like how y'all want to glorify abuse and be like, oh, these kids are just unappreciative. Like, no, maybe you're just shitty parents.
Yeah.
Maybe think about that.
Maybe the reflection needs to be on your part.
Right.
Okay. My split end is actually going to be Dix the Musical. I don't know what I expected from that, but I thought that it was going to give me more.
That's fair.
Honestly, I
could do a 3-way tie. It would be Dix the Musical too.
Yeah. But
it's just, this season was not.
And it was just gross. This season, I appreciate the
exposure.
The mix. Right. Yeah, we got to see a whole lot
now for certain things. Like,
yeah.
Grateful that you did The Fair Work. Grateful that you did Everything Everywhere All at Once. I know to look out for you when it comes to that horror thriller. Excited
and for new screenwriters because The Last Black Man in San Francisco, or The Farewell, being it wasn't her first, but it was the bigger. I even appreciate that they picked up some people and did things like Ginger and Rosa from people who had been doing stuff, and this being one of their bigger ones because of how it touched, because of the themes or whatever. A24 seems like they have a good eye for directors, a good eye for screenplays, and what would be a pretty decent movie. But I think that they, sometimes, because their proximity to whiteness,
is very there.
It's clear and evident.
The only one that we have that has just a full not white cast or not white director is The Farewell, because even Everything Everywhere All at Once, one of them
was a white man. That's it. So it's very, you know, same thing with Last Black Man in San Francisco, out there, you know. Their white counterpart. So it's, I don't, and this isn't about trying to find black movies or black director or people of culture, or, you know, it's not that. But I do recognize that with the movies that we picked from A24, which we thought was going to be a nice eclectic bag, the theme was still the same. We were able to pick up on that theme of their proximity to whiteness and them producing movies that would be palatable to a white taste. So, what you counting?
How many movies have a proximity to whiteness? At least,
and
six.
I think we did, and I think we did 12. So add, that's half.
So
we can do that math.
Seven. Sorry. Even if they're white gays, they're still white. So,
so I think Dix the Musical should be taken off of all streaming.
Yeah, I mean, if you've seen it once, that's all you need, babes.
And you probably wanted your money back if you paid for it. Yeah. Sorry, it just wasn't good. So what would be your pick for the pick? Yeah. Who gets the golden pick?
Everything Everywhere. All
that's
over.
It.
Oh my
that's
God. It was phenomenal. Oh my.
It was so good.
I can't stop talking about it. I can't stop talking about how much I love that movie. How much everything was so cohesive. Stephanie, Michelle, y'all. Oh my God. You guys were amazing.
I loved it. Thank you for bringing back, what you call it? Ken? No, what's his name? Quay. Thank you for bringing him back into my life, because I am old enough to remember when Indiana Jones was a thing. He was in that. Like, I love it. So I appreciate that. Shout out to the Goonies, because I appreciate him being back. I love him getting his shine and him being celebrated. This guy does that, the guy who does like the picture slow-mo thing on the red carpet, Quay, last year he was number two. So like shit like that, I just love him, seeing him be celebrated. The smile that he has when he happy is just, it's enough to make you forget you had a bad day.
Yeah, that was phenomenal. And people could take a page from that. That was a beautiful family movie, and about reconciliation and things like that. Look, Ginger and Rosa, like,
okay,
then fuck your best friend's friend. I mean, that's your daughter's best friend. Like
that shit. You know. Wow.
Y'all so just take a trauma.
Okay, are all of your first boyfriends gay? What the fuck's up? I, you know. So we've talked about it. We talked about 99%. I'm still not over that. I'm still not over that. Y'all are liars. You are lying.
Like, why would you do that? Why would you lie like that?
Why would you lie like that?
Like, so, this is when nobody trusts y'all.
Okay, we've been seeing it, but this is exactly what this podcast is for. So, we have gotten into our groove, y'all. We have figured out our how we're going to record, for the most part, how we're releasing, how we're editing the podcast. We've also figured out timeline-wise, we have pretty much everything set up. Thank you for making it to 78 episodes while we figured this out.
Yeah.
We know that from this point forward, it's only up, up, and up.
Yep.
We're thinking about merch.
And this is season 7, lucky number 7. I'm so excited. Oh my
season
God.
Season 7 is the women directed it season.
And you imagine.
So we are excited, y'all. Thank you so much for rocking with us. We will probably take a week break.
Probably. Yeah. And we'll try to get out everything, all of these episodes as well, that we don't have out at the moment. And then, you know,
we'll be back with the women directed it season. Kicks.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Tiny
hearts.
Big hearts.
Hearts.
Hey. All right, y'all. That's it.
Bye.
Bye.